Hey sis, welcome to the audio experience of the Moment I podcast, a series where we follow 10 successful women across Africa on the key moments they had self-doubt and regained their confidence. Why this podcast, you ask? Because we all go through it. Those moments of self-doubt, times when we want to go for that promotion, speak up, show out, but we don't. In those moments of doubt, it is important to find the inspiration you need to get your mojo back. And that's what this podcast is, your Mojo Inspo, brought to you by us, your sisters from She Leads Africa, and our fantastic friends at Darling.
Hi, my name is Vicky V. Jonas. I am a South African YouTuber, a content creator, and a model. The moment I lost my confidence, it was back in high school. I think the last 3 years of my high school were really horrible because I had a group of friends. All of us went to different schools. So back in the days, like if you did not go to a Model C school or grade school, you know, people would poke on you. Our peers and people that were very close to me, they used to bully me for that. They always made me feel like I was different for not going to, you know, a good school. That's what they call it. They would make you feel like you're not included when it comes to, you know, activities, you know, and also meeting, you know, other friends. So I didn't really have a lot of people around me or friends. That really messed with my self-esteem. Like, I didn't feel like I belonged anywhere. Like, I didn't know myself. I kind of lost myself in a way. I remember feeling like the only way that I can help myself is if I, you know, work on myself, be by myself, and stay away from, you know, people who make me feel like I'm less than because I don't have certain things in my life. I remember, you know, every day I would wake up and watch, you know, videos on YouTube and affirm myself every day because I really felt like I didn't love myself the way that I used to. I didn't have that confidence. It felt like I lost myself in a way. So the more I kept doing that, spending time with myself and, you know, affirming to myself in the mirror that I look beautiful, I am worthy, I can be anything and everything that I want to be, it made me feel good about myself. And the way I gained my confidence back, I had a very close friend of mine that I used to go to school with. Every day, people would bully her on her skin tone and say things like, oh, no, you're dark skin, you're not beautiful enough. And I remember walking with her every morning and she would tell me that, like, she would literally practice what she would say in, you know, when we get to school. I think I became very close to her because I enjoyed and I loved the way she was so confident in herself. In the morning, she would walk to school and greet everyone and remind people how beautiful she is. The reason why I loved that, because I didn't have that in me. So to have someone like her with me, it made me feel like if she can be so confident in herself, that means I can also, you know, stay true to who I am and, you know, be confident in, you know, where I come from. That really, you know, motivated me because, you know, I kept learning a thing or two from her on how she ignores, you know, how other people feel about her. And she didn't really seek validation from other people. She would walk in the morning, like walk into the school gate and, you know, greet everyone, you know, like, hey guys, and dimhlem, you know, dimhlek lani nonke, meaning, hey guys, I'm beautiful than all of you guys. So to me, it made me feel like, you know what, it's okay no matter how people feel and, you know, where you come from, what other people feel about you is not really your problem. You should always focus on who you are, you know, and not seek validation from, you know, others, and don't let your background and, you know, who you are define, you know, you. Being a social media influencer, it has helped with my confidence by, you know, having people who can relate to my story and people who understand what I stand for. So to have people, you know, look up to me for that, I think it's really, it pushes me to even do more and to, you know, to stay true to myself. My advice to young girls who look up to me is that you should look at me and how far I've come and know that your dreams are possible. You shouldn't allow your background and, you know, people, naysayers, you know, getting your way. Always make sure that you seek validation from within and not from other people.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Moment I podcast. Make sure to visit on www.confidentdarling.com, where you can subscribe, check out videos and lookbooks from each episode, enter your own story in our story competition, and never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found this episode valuable, spread the love and share this with your sister. Be sure to come back next week for your Mojo Inspo. Bye!